Amy, a good gorilla. Amy, pretty.
City. Audacity. I'm gonna Audacity.
Ooh. 22 minute podcast. Don't wanna take up much of your time. Just gonna read some headlines. Stuff.
Welcome to the 22 minute podcast. My name is Wes Evertson. Today is Monday. Another one day. June 9th, 2025. And yes, you are looking at us, our faces for podcasts, you know?
Happy 6-9 day.
Woo!
6-9. 6-9
day. Mike, turn around. No, okay. Never mind.
I'm ready.
You know what? Immediately we get the visual bits going.
Yeah.
We got to
do
it.
No, that's great.
That's why we're doing it.
A perfect another one day to roll this out on,
because this isn't just another one day.
No,
it's actually the first day that we're incorporating Vidya.
So you're
welcome to Mike's sister.
Oh yeah, Cindy.
She's just someone who's expressed. She's like the only one who's expressed interest in a video element to the pod here.
Oh, you guys want to know a fun fact?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my sister's pregnant with another baby.
Whoa, is that number two?
Another one.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
How far along?
Congratulations. Weeks, maybe. But she's 36. So they consider her a geriatric.
Right, of course.
Like, so she has to go and get her shit tested and looked at every couple weeks.
If it means that they're just going to give her more attention
because that's
what's appropriate, then sounds good. Call me a geriatric. Send me an AARP card, you know what I mean?
Yes, please.
I want that discount at the movies, and I want to tell the other old people to
Hey,
bro.
Ooh, I do want a discount at the movies.
Right?
It would be great.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
Without having to work there.
Honestly, that was a childhood dream of mine, is working at a small movie theater, as though that was in some way going to be viable as like for income or anything in the future. But
we're not thinking about that.
Realize the managers make $11 an hour
and
work 20 hours a week.
Bro, I'd run that place until I owned it if it actually meant that it. I don't know.
Yeah,
I have a life.
Yeah.
It's not a livable wage.
But it's just not. It's really not. So hey, kids out there, your sister's child. Just no, don't work at the movie theaters. But no, congratulations.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
So yes, it is Monday.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great. I mean, that's around the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
no,
that's
true.
Around the weekend. There.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. But what else you got?
Well, my parents are in town.
Oh, mm. They're already here?
Yes, they are already here. So last night I went to a concert. It was night one for Bayside. They played their first like a collection of like their first four albums.
Where will I be? The stranger.
It was awesome.
Yeah, no, I mean, I do like that song. Love Wristless.
And then tonight is actually going to see them again.
Sweet.
They're playing their last five records.
Oh.
So it'll be great. I'm taking Buttface tonight, so she's really excited about that.
That's good for her.
Oh, and then my parents and I, we're all going to go to the Colorado Rockies game tomorrow.
Dude, they're terrible. Nice. That'll be
so
fun.
No, it was cheap.
Yeah.
Super chalking cheap. Like $23 a ticket.
It's so crazy because you...
Home plate.
Yeah, right. Only.
I just like, you would think whenever like a team is historically terrible, you could actually, it would actually be a spectacle, especially when it's downtown.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why people wouldn't want to go, but I guess that's what happened.
Are
to
they
that.
Telling people they can smoke weed there now?
That would be,
that would
get
be
people
wild.
In there.
Yeah.
What if like,
light up your joint tonight. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Like for every run from the opposing team, we all take a rip.
Yeah.
You know?
Ripski, dude.
Ripskers. But no fun.
Yeah, fun. Very, very busy weekend, but
family
good weekend.
Filled.
Yeah,
that's why Mike's here. He's the family element.
I'm the family guy.
There's really no, he doesn't carry any other value.
He's PG, baby.
Found,
no love
other
it.
Value.
Of course
what was,
not.
What was that, James?
I said you're PG, baby. We love
that's
it.
Right. That's right. Well, I get a 13 every now and then.
No, let's not. I don't want to.
Don't say that.
Yeah, I don't want to mischaracterize Mike. He is the MVP of the pod. There's no question about that.
What, I don't know.
Whether it's emotional support or it's with the doc, you know, it's always there. Or just like, man, sometimes I make jokes that I don't think anyone else would laugh at.
But I would definitely. Yeah, for sure.
So thank you. Thank you. All right.
What's
well,
your James? How
yes.
about your weekend check?
I'm gonna speak in past tense. We went to go see Dogma.
Oh fuck
yeah.
On Sunday.
Man,
I hope it's more than just this weekend because I don't have time to see it this weekend.
Right.
So I hope that there's still opportunity.
Yeah. Hopefully they keep it in for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And you're such an
I never got to see the original.
No, I know
theaters,
I am.
So
You never got to see when it was originally released?
Like in theaters, right. Yeah.
What year was it? Because I doubt
was it.
Was
it 99?
Right, I doubt.
98?
Okay. I think it was 99. It was one of those two. But I know that I rented it.
Oh, it had to be 2000. It's 25th anniversary, so it's got to be 2000.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, yeah. Unless, is it delayed? Was it a delayed release?
I don't know. It's fine.
Oh, come on, you fuck.
See, you love that IMDb app.
I do.
That AMC app.
Yeah.
You could just go to IMDb.
I could actually get a lot.
People can actually see. We're doing research actively.
I get a lot of flack for not using not having the IMDb app.
You don't have the IMDb app.
No.
Listen,
IMDb will tell you how much you suck for not having it every time you try to use it.
Listen, I may criticize IMDb's list because I think their algorithm is a little skewed towards what's...
Might just be this weekend. It might be fucked
on that
one.
Paid for?
Someone's paying them to have topical algorithms, of course,
Rotten
I understand.
Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes is actually bought and paid for reviews. That's a little different. I don't know what the IMDb premium... Anyway, but what are you doing? Get the IMDb app. I don't understand. Okay, Dogma, yes. I didn't mean to interrupt you, James. I apologize. That was kind of Pie Shop didn't have any pies. But did you have any more around the weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to play some video games with the boys. We're going to jump into Verdansk.
Nice.
And we're all going to probably just yell at each other and have a great time.
Well, see, that was a big – I was definitely part of that group that you're talking about during the pandemic. That was big pandemic times for me. I did download it. I do have it. They actually make you play like a couple practice rounds or whatever. I played the first one. I got second. But listen, they're all like newbies or whatever.
You play practice rounds?
Yeah, it's like qualifying rounds, I guess, so they can – I don't know if it's qualifying, if they can give you a ranking or – I don't know.
But they can match you up with, like, players on your caliber or whatever.
I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it's so arbitrary, and it's probably just something where it's like, hey, look at these guns, or, like, you can buy this, you can buy that. And it's like, just put me in the game. Who cares if I suck?
I want to play.
Yeah, I just want to play. But then again, as I went through it, I might play with y'all once or twice, but honestly, like I kind of got the feel. I was refilled with like a. I had a nostalgic feeling at first, and then I just had a sense memory of like I don't want to do this, I don't want to get back into this, because Minecraft, honestly, that's just for me. That's the lane I like. It's very calm. I can just stand there. I can hit pause, save, quit, and walk away. You can't do that with Verdansk.
Practice at Rocket League, and then we can talk.
I don't remember being that bad at Rocket League, but anyway.
Okay.
I guess James does.
Well, what about your weekend, baby?
I need to finish recording some songs, and hopefully I'll have time to do that. But I'm also flying out.
That's right.
Sunday. Yeah.
Going to take you to the airport.
Right.
Mike's
taking me to the airport. It was weird. It was a weird conversation. I called him, and I was like, hey, Mike, can you take me to the airport on Sunday? And he's like, oh, man, you know, I'm busy. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to need that gas. and at that point, he just kind of weighed, you know, gas money okay, you know, it'll probably cost me less. And it's closer. Hey, it's closer to DFW airport from Denton or something. I don't know.
No, yeah, I guess that's true.
The joke's dead. Yeah, This is a bit I've had for a long time. I should have took my shirt off as I did it. Hey, Mike, will you take me to the airport?
Hey.
Anywho. That's an old joke. So I'm going to Texas. And so I'm actually recording some stuff with Shelby when I'm there.
That's right.
I've been kind of focusing on that. I had to finish writing some lyrics because we're recording vocals as well, not just, you know.
Fuck yeah.
Guitar. Yeah, it'll be weird because we did release, you know, a record 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And
the 26th, I think.
Yes, May 26th. Yeah, I think we were shooting for the 27th, so it's going to be convoluted if anyone ever cares because there's multiple dates online. But anyone's ever going to care. Listen, we were reviewed by one online, you know.
What a fun review, too, that was.
Except they spelled my name wrong, you know.
Yeah,
right?
Well.
And then they also spelled Genji wrong, which was kind of weird.
That was, yeah.
Which is Genji's like a fun kind of jazz math prog thing.
Yeah.
Very jazz, though.
Yeah.
Very, very jazz. Got them jazz chords. Anyway, so, yeah, I don't know.
You got talked about, though. That was cool.
Yeah, for sure. You know, thank you, Shelby, for, like, being a more social person and, like, having connections and then, therefore, like, getting our record reviewed. Listen, also, Shelby did way more on that record. More than I'm willing to say yet, you know? maybe later I'll feel comfortable saying it because it's just not all of my information to release.
Sure.
But ultimately... he did, let's just say 90%+ of that. Well, I don't know. What do you consider? That's the thing. Then we get down to like, yes, okay, great. I wrote the foundation guitar. Mm-hmm. You know, I wrote the first layer of guitar, and then everything was built from there. But then even then, we'd have to get into minutia. And who wants to do that?
So is the music going to be different in this?
Yes. Okay, so that's kind of what I was saying. Cool. Is like, it might be kind of weird, like, because we were fortunate enough to get reviewed, right? And I don't know if they'd be willing to do that again, but if they do, it's going to be like, what is this?
Well, it's funny because, like, in the review, they're like, hopefully we don't have to wait another 10 years.
It's like, okay, well, you may only have to wait, like, less than a year, but then also, is this going to be anything that you want to listen to? Well, knowing Shelby, I hey, if we get it out in December, that would be
maybe on your
incredible.
But just in time for yours and
birthday,
James's birthday.
Yes.
Our birthday,
yes.
All of us around the same time.
That's right.
All four of us.
Within like 2 weeks.
Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, that'll be funny because, yeah, we're doing vocals and I don't know how it'll be.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear some of that biz.
It's interesting, man, because like I'm very interested in, yeah, like we've got some cool songs and that'll be fun. And then I'm also doing stuff just by myself. And it sounds completely different than like whenever I'm doing it with Shelby, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it's fun to kind of do both, sounds.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about taking at least two of the songs. Sorry, no one asked about this.
Yeah,
and we'll get to
today.
I want to know. I'm just thinking about taking two of those songs from the Biscuithead thing and also using them for just like solo stuff.
Oh fuck yeah!
Because it would sound different.
Yeah,
I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna get into
from Chunky Moisture.
From Chunky Moisture, the record. Thank you, James.
I love you so much.
You can find Biscuithead, Chunky Moisture, the album Chunky Moisture.
Oh, are you talking about Chunky
at
Moisture?
At Virgin Record Stores.
No, I wish, dude. That'd be so much fun.
In Japan.
That would
we
be
did
sick.
Make. We did.
R.I.P.
We did make graphics if we ever do have a physical release, so we can easily send those over and have them applied to the front and the back of whatever. I guess we haven't done like the CD cover. That wouldn't take long either. But anyway, blah blah blah. I'm doing that. We're recording.
Noise.
Hopefully I'll have like already one release this year, which is fun.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping to put out like two EPs by myself.
Yeah.
Before the year is up, and then if Shelby has the time to you know be as diligent as he likes to be with the next Biscuithead release, while also. Doing it before the year's up, that would be awesome.
A year of releases, I love it.
Seriously. And then he, I think, is hopefully going to have LeGrand. I'm not LeGrand, I apologize. Half Sleep. Hopefully they're finally going to release a record.
No way.
Yeah, you know, but that's not my business to talk about either. I'm just saying, be excited for music.
Yeah. No, just no joke.
But let's go ahead and get on to today.
Another one day.
Oh, you know, and I don't think we will record next week just because I'm not going to be
in town. Yeah, I figured as much.
So we will take a week off. Maybe I'll do something. Yeah. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'll figure something out. But no plans.
Just find us on Chat Roulette.
Yeah, Brett. You know, honestly, I'm addicted. So whenever I'm not here, I am pantsless on Chat Roulette.
Just in a diaper.
Yeah. Oh, this one's dirty. Time to get on. You know, like that's the sign that you get on Chat Roulette. All right, let's get to today. I forgot we were doing video for a second, so I'm pretty sure there was a lull. And I was like, I better make a joke. Okay, today in history, will I yell? Let's find out. Now you get to see me. The visceral. Anyway,
I kept it a little tame. I kept it tame.
Okay.
Yeah.
The third word's conservative, but whatever. On this day in 1983, I guess a second word if we're not counting 1983. Mm-hmm. But I was talking about speaking. Third thing I gotta speak.
Speak.
On this day in 1983, British Conservative Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher was reelected in a landslide victory over the Labour Party. You know what's interesting? So J.K. Rowling, now a conservative darling.
Oh, darling.
Because she actively every day wakes up and goes, you know what my purpose is? Hating people.
I'm here to hate.
We got to get to hating right now. Like, she can't even chill. Listen, there could be a really, in a vacuum. All right, we don't live in a vacuum. Mm-hmm. So there's no need for a conversation about what is a man, what is a woman. It's truly about how you identify, and we live in a free country. And you should be able to perform the identity that you feel is your truth.
Sure.
You know, I mean, that's really all it comes down to. Could there be fun philosophical conversations that do start with, well, what is a man? What is a woman? Yes, 100%. But it's impossible now.
Right.
Because those are such triggered questions. Because we can't even, because they're trying to erase people.
Yeah.
They're trying to literally murder people and literally erase people. So
I just feel like those conversations shouldn't be started by someone that got famously rich.
Oh, sure.
For writing about wizards. Like, shut the fuck up.
And honestly, some of the most heteronormative, like, writing you'll ever see. And like, I'm not judging that necessarily.
Well, they have no sense of, like, you have no struggles in the world. Shut the fuck up. You have a platform where you think you can talk about stuff, but you have no idea what real people go through anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. Right. So that's what I was saying is the real irony is I brought this up because 1983, the British conservative, Margaret Thatcher, whatever, she was a huge proponent of, like, no nanny state, right? Like we need people off welfare, where people like J.K. Rowling, who was a single mother, really benefited from such social programs. So it's kind of just ironic there. But anyway, I guess I did yell, didn't I? I found a reason. Let's go ahead and move on to on this day in music history. On this day in 1978, Dire Straits' self-titled debut record with the slappin' single "Sultans of Swing" was released. And yeah, dude, I love the way he plays guitar. He's like, it's a no pick, like kind of a slap. It's fun. It's fun. It's fun to watch old videos of him playing. Check out Dire Straits. On this day in 1986, Cinderella. I feel like this is a shout out to, like, your dad or something.
Just all this week, there's quite a few just like
hair metal,
just like debuts. Like, all right, well, I got to throw them in here.
Which one's Nobody's Fool, though? I don't remember.
I don't know. It popped up blue, so it must be it.
It's not fooling, right? It's not fooling. I don't know who sings that.
I don't know, but I like that, though.
Oh, yeah. Check that song out. My mom, ooh, she was jamming some hair metal.
Oh, like, yeah.
The early 90s, I love like Wayne's World, because Wayne's World is such a good representation of like that weird 80s to 90s transition before grunge took over everything. So even in the early 90s, man, hair metal was still.
Why did no one recreate the Gasworks venue? Because that would have worked like at Gasworks?
From Wayne's World?
Oh, from Wayne's World. Yeah. Gotcha.
That would work in L.A. That would work in, yeah, for sure. I don't know why
that would have worked in 2010, in the location where Rubber Gloves was.
Oh, okay. Wait, is Rubber Gloves gone?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it could have been.
It could have. You're absolutely right. It was shut down for a couple years. On this day in 2003, Radiohead's sixth album, Hail to the Thief. With the singles "There, There," "Go to Sleep," and "2 and 2+5" is released. Is this "Hell to the Thief" and then "In Rainbows"? What consecutive releases? That's strong.
Yeah,
that's strong. Anyway, great record.
Great record.
All right. On this day, 2009, the Dirty Projectors dropped their fifth album, "Bitter Orca," with the tracks "Temecula Sunrise," "Cannibal Resource," and "No Intention." Man, yeah, this was an important record for our group of friends for
100%.
Sure. It's a fun one. It's a math indie record. You know what I mean? It's kind of interesting in that way. Check it out.
It's worth a listen.
On this day in 2017, Big Thief's second record, "Capacity," with the sizzling singles "Shark Smile." They just released a single. It's kind of boring.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah, I saw that I guess there's a new album coming out maybe towards the end of summer. So, like, okay, well, I guess I'll go ahead and pre-order this.
Yeah, no, I mean, hopefully the whole album will be good or whatever.
But I haven't dived into that single just yet.
Right. It's kind of boring. At least in my not so... No, I guess it's a humble opinion. You'll have to let me know. How can I judge
myself? I'll give it a swirl.
No, my opinion. But anyway, okay, on this day... Oh, well, hey, guess what? Action. Thank you, James. I will sit here for a good 30 seconds just to see.
Just wait for it?
Yeah.
That'd be a good bit. Just like, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Man, what a fucking banger. Man, 1989, what a beautiful year of gifts. You, me, James, Shelby, and this movie.
That's right.
Yes, on this day, 1989, Star Trek V, The Final Frontier is released. That is the crossover, right?
Generations is
the
crossover.
No, I'm sorry. Oh, no, but this is a good one. Yeah. Because Spock's back, you know what I mean? They found him.
Just
it's good.
Just slanging shit with his dick, dude.
I bet. And then he wrote that baby book. I need to Google. I don't know what joke I'm making. You know what I mean? I know that there's like a Dr. Spock baby yeah. book. I don't know if he's related to it. I have. Why would he be called Dr. Spock?
Little Leonard Nimoy.
Right. It doesn't make any sense. And I like. I kind of like that. I don't know the joke, but let's not lose any more time because another very important.
Yeah.
Movie, really let us know that Giovanni Ribisi's rocking and rolling, that Timothy Oliphant's rocking and rolling, that Nick Cage has still got it, and you better believe Mike's hair is
That's
an inspiration.
Right.
I don't want to allude anymore. Let's just let you know on this day in the year 2000, Gone in 60
Ooh,
Seconds
baby.
Was released. And yes, Angelina Jolie in the back of that car sure awoke something in my 10-year-old body.
Oh, that's absolutely right.
And she also had bleached hair.
Can we also talk about Vinnie Jones, Robert Duvall, Delroy Lindo?
Right,
that
everybody.
Cast is incredible.
Everybody.
This so stars
Scott Kahn
like had a commercial for advertising. Oh, sign up for Stars and watch movies like this. But they showcase Gone in 60 Seconds so much, and I was just like, I need Stars.
I
need to watch this movie.
Are you kidding me? I have to.
Great advertising.
It was so good. They nailed it.
Well, it's definitely got a star on the Hollywood Hall of Fame. all right, who's having a birthday today? Turning 44, calm down,
Ooh.
Frenchman. No, I'm sorry. No, but in general, calm down, indie fans from early 2000s. Your Garden State darling is turning 44, Natalie Portman.
That's right.
Turning 62, definitely just as problematic as his ex-wife, don't get fooled. Johnny Depp.
John Depp.
Just as shitty as Amber Heard. And if you were fooled by the American media, shame on you.
Shame.
Not that she's any better or whatever.
No.
But, they're both
Shame.
Just trash. So, oh, man. Just so happy to turn 64 today. He's just shaking and
shaking,
just rolling
just
and
shaking
and rolling. Turning 64, Michael J. Fox. I had a whole thing about this lady, but we don't have time. We have time for one more birthday. Who should we do?
All right, well, I'm going to throw it out there. Born this day, now dead, Jackie Wilson. He sang the song Higher. Yo, love. Is
no
lifting
love.
Me higher.
Lifting me higher.
Oh, nice.
Featured in the Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack.
I mean, great. It's good stuff. So, all right.
Hey, y'all. You saw us for the first time. You're welcome.
And now we're leaving.
Adios.
Bye.
Have a good one.
I've already hit stop.
Good.
I've already edited. No, I'm not really, but I've already edited
all of this
that
out.
We've stopped.
Nice.